Hi, lads. I'm Linus, and this is a new podcast. On this podcast, I'm going to continue talking about the information asymmetry as I have been doing in the last episodes. But in today's episode, I'm going to focus this information asymmetry just in politics, because I have found that it's something very important for our life. Sure, a lot of people don't want to get into politics, but actually, politics is very important. It's just not about government. It also applies for your own business. It applies for your company. It applies for your family. It applies for your society. It applies for every single relationship or organization you might be in. So, as you can see, it's something very important. It's something that has several implications in your holistic health. It has several implications in your business development, and it has several implications in your spiritual growth. So that's why I think it's very important to talk about politics. Wait a second. I'm not talking about following a political party. I'm not even talking about following a political ideal or concepts. I'm talking just having an active political life. And that's very different. I'm going to explain to you why that's different and why it's so important to be actively in politics nowadays. For example, let's talk information asymmetry in news and media. Here we will find a common problem that I have found out, that is when there are a lot of medium, right? But here's the problem. You may be a journalist and you may write a column, you may write an article that you are thinking of publishing, and you send that to the editor and they're going to review that article. But the problem is that there are some investors in the media, there are some business owners that are financing the media, that they will also go into the article and determine if it will be published or if it will be changed. As you can see, that's conflict of interest, because those business owners have their own political views and have their own political opinions, and they will influence each one of those articles. And this is how business owners and investors financially can change the media or the information that media is sharing. So you can see a lot of information, a lot of news, a lot of articles that give more importance to very simple and stupid things, but they give a lot of importance because it's the political opposition. So that's why they give it a lot of highlights and importance to that. But when it's something they are they have a political affinity, then they take something that is really worrying, or that's something really bad, that's very important for the people of the country, they just take it as, it's not such a deal, it's not great a deal, so just forget about it. Yeah, it happened, but it was not so bad. So they use these words to change the priority, to change the urgency, to change the perspective of the same information. So as you can see, these investors or business owners and politics change the perspective of media just to change your perspective. So they are changing, or they're actually manipulating you just by media. And that's why it's so important to have this information, to know this. And sure, a lot of people say they know it, but if you really know it, what you have to do is not consume just that information. What you have to do is to consume all the information. And when I say to consume all the information or all the sources of information, I'm not saying to go to all the local media. I'm talking about going to external, out-of-the-country media. Because since you will have more sources of information, you will be able to have a better discernment into what is true and what you should be doing politically. And a lot of people say, but how can I have a participation in politics when I'm just a guy, I'm just a woman, I have no power politically? And that's not true. Every person in the world have a power in themselves, which is about taking information, just investigating, and then making critics to the government. And you say, But why I will critic the government? It's good that we let the government do their work. And that's not true. Actually, what you have to do is to critic the government so the government can do what it is supposed to do. Because when you don't critic the government will do whatever they want because they have the power. So you, as people, as citizen of this country, you should produce this pressure in the government by critics, by doing some critics of what they do, the way they do it, and if they are delaying too much some of their actions, you have to critic everything. So it is a pressure for the government to do something. So that's our political activity. That's what is in our power to do, and that's what we should all be doing. The next thing I want to talk about in politics is about sponsorships. As you can see, there are a lot of sponsorships in every political campaign, in every political party. I have found out that some of those sponsorships are from companies who have double intentions. Of course, they have double intentions. But when you notice which company are supporting what person or which party, you will be able to have a clearer perspective or clearer vision of what could happen. For example, I have seen that some laws have been rejected by the parties that has been sponsored by the companies that those laws are going to be affecting to. So, for example, I know of a company that produce sugary beverages, and there was a law to reduce the consumption of those beverages that are bad for our health. So there was some regulations through that law would be apply some regulations to those beverages to stop or reduce the consumption of those beverages that are bad for our health. But since those companies, the beverage, the sugary beverage companies, have some financing in the actual government, so they had the power to ask for favor, as you can know. So they ask the government, and our government just don't allow those laws to follow up or to work. So they started rejecting all those laws that are important to protect our health or protect us as citizens, and they just rejected because they had the sponsorship of the companies that those laws might be affecting. And that's something important to know, because if you don't know, you will be supporting the wrong party, so you will be supporting the wrong politicians that will later will affect us all. Now let's talk about emotions, because emotions is the best way the politicians use, it's a tool the politicians use, our emotions, to just manipulate the masses. As you can see, emotions are very important. When you are a business owner, you know that if you're going to do a marketing strategy, you need to use emotions, because that's how you move people. So a common emotion that people or politicians use is fear, because they know that by producing fear, you can manipulate the people to vote you, because since you are talking about fear, you're also talking about you are the solution. That's what politicians do. They have this complex of messiah. When they talk about problem, they talk about fear for all the candidates, and they present themselves as the messiah, as the solution. And that's simple, but very powerful. And it works. It works in every country. It works in every political society. It works in every government. And we can see that very frequently. And we need to understand that, because if you think that you're supporting one, or if you think that you are rejecting one just by a mere emotion because you don't like it, it's an emotion, because you hate it, it's an emotion, or because you love that political figure, it is an emotion. So if you have, or if you encounter yourself feeling these types of emotions for some candidates, for some politicians, political figures, then it's because you are being manipulated by your emotions. It's just marketing. So you need to stop there, calm down, stop your emotions, develop a little bit of emotional intelligence, and to know that you are being manipulated, and you need to be more rational about it. You need to investigate. You need to do your homework. You need to do your research to know if what you are thinking by your emotions is really supported by something rational, is really supported by information. And that's the power of knowledge. And now we have religion, which is a very important and powerful political influence. Let me explain you why. I don't know if this applies for every country, but I have found out that a lot of politicians use religion as a way to take control and manipulate more people. Why I say that? Because religion is a power by itself. So if you control that power, you upgrade your chances of winning a political position in the country. So it's something that all politicians know, and that's why a lot of politicians try to play the role to fake that they are supporters of a particular religion or several religions just to take those voters. And that's a huge problem, of course. The sad thing is that a lot of religious leaders follow for that. And they think, yeah, we are being represented in the government or in the Congress. And we feel represented and we are going to support that. And they put the whole congregation in the same path. So the whole congregation starts supporting and start voting for a political party or for a political candidate. That's a huge problem because they're just being manipulated. And politicians are great. Politicians are great manipulating people. And you should know that so you can be prepared. And if you are a believer, if you are in a congregation, you need to be diligent because most religious leaders, a lot of religious leaders and a lot of believers are very negligent. They just follow the path that every people does. They follow the path of their leaders instead of being diligent and taking information into account before they make a decision. That's how it should be working. But that's not how people does it. So it's important that we do it. We need to be diligent by taking a lot of information. Instead of following everyone, instead of following the flow, we should take information so we can make a better decision, political-wise. Now, I want to share with you something that I have learned through the years by being politically active. And I have found out that you should not have a messiah, and you should not have a Satan in the political scenario. And what I mean with that is that you should not follow blindly one political candidate or just to throw shit or critic one political candidate. You should have this idea of this vision that it's a chess game. So you have a lot of players here in your chess game. You have a lot of players, you have a lot of pieces that you need to analyze. You need to learn information from each one of those political views, from those political parties and political parties and political candidates. And take one of those pieces and develop your own strategy. Because it's not about having just a king. There's just no messiah. There's no king. There's no guy that will save us. That's not going to work here in politics. That's not how it works. They are just people. They're just human beings as we are. So they're going to do some things right and they're going to do some things wrong. That happens with everyone. So here's a political strategy. It doesn't matter what political party they're from. You just know it, but it doesn't matter. So you are just not going to follow one political party. You're going to follow different people with their own ideals, with their own criteria, with what they have done in the past, so you can have a better criteria of what they will do in the future. Because don't expect that someone is going to do something in the future that they have never done in the past. That's just not how it works in politics. You need to do analysis of statistics and probabilities. You need to do a search of statistics and probabilities to make a better decision respecting a political candidate. So in this way, you can have your own chess game and make a strategy that you can support a candidate in the same way that you can support the opposite candidate so they can be a political control within the same government. So that's something very intelligent or smart thing you can do. And that's something I recommend you. Don't marry or follow just one person. Just be smart about it. Be smart about the whole picture, the whole horizon of this political view. And that's how powerful you can get when you develop your own strategy, because you're going to use your boat, you're going to start criticizing, you're going to start motivating or create a movement to support this political strategy and enrich society in this way. Because when you have a political strategy, it's not just one person, it's a whole strategy that can be more beneficial for the whole society than just one political view, which never tends to satisfy everyone. The reason why is because it is not supposed to be good for the society. It's just supposed to be good just for just a couple of people. And when you do things right for the whole society, it's much better. So here's the power that you can get when you create your own political strategy. And that's what I recommend you to do. Create your own political strategy. That's what I do, and that's what I recommend. By the way, this podcast has been sponsored by Ulysses. And what's Ulysses? Ulysses is a writing app, the writing app that I use to write my articles and books, and the writing app that I love the most. So you just can go to the App Store and download the app of Ulysses, or you can use the link of lendus.me/Ulysses. Simple as that. And I recommend you to test it out. At least you can test it out. You can download it, write an article, write whatever you want to write, and take advantage of that because you can. Besides that, I also recommend you to subscribe, not just to the channel, but to subscribe through WhatsApp, because through WhatsApp you can receive a free PDF and you can receive weekly new content that is completely free for you. So you just can go to lendus.me/en/WhatsApp and subscribe. You have three categories. You can subscribe for spiritual growth, you can subscribe for business development, or you can subscribe for holistic health. In any case, you will have a lot of content, very useful content, and for free. It's simple as that. So just go to the link. Finally, don't forget to stay healthy, to keep learning, and see you in the next podcast. Tschüss!